Funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Streetwise Athlone.
In this series, we learn about the old and recent history of the streets of Athlone, hear the thoughts and memories of locals and tourists, and the changes we might see in the future.
Episode 42, Grace Park Road.
Historian Garrod O'Brien tells us about the history of the area.
Grace Park Road is a relatively new road named to honour Colonel Richard Grace, the Jacobite governor of Athlone, who despite his advanced age defended Athlone during the siege of 1690 and was sadly a casualty of the siege of 1691. Father Philip McGivney was administrator of St Mary's Parish from 1956 to 64, and he is credited as the brains behind the building of this road, a road which is today a vital part of the infrastructure of Athlone. Father McGivney was locally nicknamed the Sheriff, and indeed when this road was first cut, it was referred to by local wags as the Sheriff's Pass. Father McGivney had the foresight to realise that putting in a new road to link St Mel's Terrace to Garden Vale and the Ballymahon Road would also open up the possibility of making even greater use of the lands of Lochinasken and the Fair Green. And so it was decided to sacrifice part of the old Fair Green for the building of the new road. This freed up an excellent site for the Marist Boys National School, now St Mary's National School, which moved from its old home in St Mary's Square to its far more salubrious and spacious location on Grace Park Road in 1963. St Hilda's Services was established as a voluntary service in 1964 by concerned members of the community who realised that those with intellectual disabilities in the community and those caring for such people had no proper support. Initially, a voluntary daycare unit was opened in a bungalow belonging to the sisters in the Bower Convent. 2 years later, a school was set up, employing a qualified teacher and employing drivers to collect the students and bring them home. 2 years later, in 1968, the school was recognised by the Department of Education, and in 1971, St Hilda's moved into prefabricated classrooms, which had been vacated by the Bower Secondary School. Eventually, as the service grew, it became necessary to find a new site, and the then Bishop of Ardagh and Clanmacnoise donated a site on Grace Park Road. Today, St Hilda's Services is still a voluntary organisation, but through its various houses and facilities in Athlone, it provides a comprehensive quality service to people with mild, moderate and severe intellectual disabilities. The organisation is governed by a board made up predominantly of parents and family members of service users, thus ensuring that the care of people within the service is always the primary concern. St Hilda's School, which is on Grace Park Road, has grown to a staff of 7 teachers with as many classroom assistants. The service also has residential services for its service users, usually in houses with 4 to 6 residents, a work therapy unit, an adult training centre, adult care centre, and a range of daycare services are delivered in various centres around the town. And the administrative centre for St Hilda's Services is located on the Grace Park Road campus. St Mel's Terrace was built in 1933 and took its name from St Mel, the patron saint of the Diocese of Ardagh. It was built on the site of Love Lane, a narrow trackway which crossed the fields between the railway line and Bower View. By 10 or 15 years ago, many of the houses had seen better days. They had reared a couple of generations of large families, and as they became vacant, they were boarded up and made ready for demolition. An active women's group in St Mel's Terrace compiled a book which is a fine record of the many people who were born and reared in St Mel's. They called it A Sense of Community, Gone But Not Forgotten, St Mel's Terrace, 1933 to 2010. This is a unique social document and something which will be cherished by family members for generations to come. One great character who lived in St Mel's was a man named Mickey Green, who was born in Irishtown towards the end of the 19th century. Mickey was a horse dealer and a man who was never afraid of hard work, but his real strength was as a storyteller. Everywhere he went, he collected more folk tales. and when two American sociologists, George and Sharon Melsh, came to Ireland in the 1970s to collect folktales, Mickey Green was one of their greatest finds. They produced a book of traveller folktales called To Shorten the Road, and one section of this book was called The Folktales of Mickey Green. Another great character from St. Mel's was the late Jimmy Riley, who was the youngest of seven children of John and Mary Ann Riley of Irishtown. He recalled in an interview in the local newspaper in 2010 that his family had moved into St. Mel's Terrace when the houses were built. He was 8 years old, and it was the happiest place anyone could ever live in, he said. By the time they were demolishing St. Mel's, Jimmy Riley was living happily in Locklow House Nursing Home, and was one of those who fought hardest to save Locklow House. In his room, he kept a photograph of St. Mel's Terrace to remind him of the many happy years he spent there.
Erica speaks to locals about their memories of the area.
That's the St. Hilda School now, and then we have the National School here, and then we have a baby school down on the left-hand side, yeah. And St. Mel's used to be there now, and all the buildings were all knocked down there now. From 8:30 till 9, the traffic both ways is very, very bad. That says a lot to do with the new system they put in place, you know, the new one-way system, because a lot of the lights going in the way are timed quite short, and the ones out the way are longer. So I don't know, it's caused a chaos of kind of traffic jam along this road anyway. Personally myself, I find it fine now. Once after the children have gone to school and everybody's in work, it seems to be after 10 o'clock, it seems normal. You know, it's quite good now to get wherever you want to go in at alone, yeah.
So it's a busy enough spot.
It is busy now, yeah. Especially with the social welfare office area. Yeah.
I would have been a teenager in the 1970s. I was born in 1960, just by the skin of my teeth, a child of the 60s. But 1970s, and I travelled to England in 81. St. Mel's, when I was growing up, it was a different era then. So many of the families, very, very good neighbours that we're still in contact with in terms of the generations as they pass on. But it was a difficult growing up because there was a lot of stigma around about families that were from an area where there'd be settled Irish travelling heritage families. And it had its times where it was quite difficult. But the one thing that I do recall and know for a fact as a child, you could leave your door open and if you needed help from any of the neighbours, you'd have got it. So that, for me, was a positive side of things. And as the years have gone by, when I return home now, and it's a lovely space, it's a lovely green space now, it's now called Grace Park Road. And I feel sad, really, that there's no recognition given to the heritage that was there before. And a long, long settled history of heritage, you know. The same sort of era as St. Patrick's Terrace, St. Anne's, across town and all of that. Lovely houses, lovely people.
In recent years, a new housing project has been in development, overlooking the large green area where St. Mel's housing estate once stood. In the summer of 2022, residents began moving into Bower Hill housing estate. The 55-home project is built on the former site of the Bower Primary School, facing Grace Park Road. It includes 2, 3, and 4-bedroom houses with modern heating and ventilation systems contributing to its A2 energy rating, complying with the Nearly Zero Energy in Building Standard, or NZEB. The development is a step towards achieving climate neutrality and reducing greenhouse gas emissions, important factors in future-proofing the area for our local residents, present and yet to come.
Streetwise Athlone. Historical research and presentation by Garrod O'Brien. Additional research by Damien McKellen. Interviews by Amanda Gunning, Ursula Ledwith, Mel Ray, and Erica Follows Smith. Editing by Kyle McKellen. Produced by Amanda Gunning.
funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.